Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. We are in the hiring season. This is the time in the year when college students, university students graduate and start entering into the marketplace of work. And at the same time, there are many people at this time in life change employment from one job to another. In other words, we are in a season of employment. We're in a season of hiring. We're in a season of job changes. We're in a season of people looking for the best arrangement they can find for employment. At the same time, we live in an economy that's blooming, flourishing. Employment is very high these days. Unemployment is very low. Even in the black community, in the Latino community, there's great strides have been made in increasing the level of employment and decreasing the level of unemployment. So we're in a marketplace today of optimism and hope and positivism that perhaps has not prevailed for a lengthy period of time. So what about this issue of employment? Well, let me just share with you the thinking of two men. One man you will know and one man you will not know. Warren Buffett. Now, some years back, not too many ago, I listened to a lecture by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They were talking to a graduating class in engineering from Washington University in Washington, D.C. And these students were given the opportunity at the end of the lectures to ask questions. Now, what struck me was the question of one young man when he said, "What advice would you give a graduating engineer who's looking for work?" Well, Bill Gates went first and gave his answer. Warren Buffett followed and gave his answer. The answer by Warren Buffett is the one that stuck with me, and I thought it was very profound, and I just share it with you this way. If you're looking for work, if you're in the market for a workplace, listen to Warren Buffett. He's one of the gurus. He's one of the people you listen to. He's one of the people you follow when you're in the employment marketplace, okay? He said this, first of all, locate and find a company you respect. In other words, in the marketplace of life and all the companies that are out there, identify with a company that you respect and know why you respect them. That was number one. Number two, he says, you must have confidence in the product that that company produces. In other words, you must have a sense of pride to market that product or to sell that product or to make that product for the people around you and the people who will eventually buy it and use it. In other words, there had to be respect for the company and confidence in the product that was being delivered in the marketplace. And here's the third thing that Warren Buffett had to say. Like the people you work with. You must work with people you like and respect and care for and are similar to yourself in a lot of ways. You have similar values, similar goals in life, similar experiences, similar desires, similar work attitudes, similar ethics. Now that's the combination of a winner. A company respect, a product you're proud of and have confidence in, and people you work with that you like. And if you do that, and here's what Warren Buffett then ended his lecture by saying this, the money will follow. The money will follow. Don't go for the money. Of his 3 points, money wasn't even part of it. He didn't even mention money. Except at the end, he just said, and money will follow. So there's some good advice from a man that's well known in the business world as being successful. And you can't follow anybody better than that in your own pursuits of success in the marketplace in which you will find yourself and for which you've prepared. Now here's the second man that I'd like to introduce you to, and his name is Fred Carlson. Fred Carlson. Now, you don't know him. Comes from the Midwest. Very successful businessman. A company that you probably don't even know. But nonetheless, it was a company that was very successful over many, many, many years. And Fred Carlson was a well-known businessman in the Midwest. And he had this saying that was that identified him, and he would say it over and over and over again in many different places. The future belongs to those who prepare for it. You prepare for it by education. You prepare for it by getting your finances in order. You prepare for it by putting your value system in order. You prepare for it by getting your ethics in order. And you prepare for it by getting your relationships in order. Your marital relationships, your family relationships, your personal relationships. In a lot of ways, the future is yours if you prepare for it. But if you don't make up preparations, the future is a chance situation for you. Okay, now that's kind of where he starts out. That's his philosophy of life. But he had five pieces of information for people who run a business. This is the employer, the people who own the business, run the business, manage the business, managers, the company directors. Here's what he said. Finances to start and carry on your business must be sufficient. In other words, you need to have finances in order to even start a business. You don't start on zero. You don't start a business when you're broke. You have to have a well-established financial base to even start a business and then to help you carry it on thereafter. So, number one was finances. When you're broke, you don't look for a job. When you're broke, you don't develop a company. When you're broke, you don't hire people. So you have to establish a financial base to start and carry on your business. Okay, number two, he said this. You have to have knowledge of your product and your services. You know, whatever product you produce, you must know that product inside and out. All the ingredients of that product. All the ramifications of that product. All the ways that product can be used. All the places that that product could be sold. All the people who could use that particular product. As well as the services that you provide. If you provide a service, you need to know what that service is and why it's being offered and for whom it's offered and why it's a good deal for some people. In other words, you have to have knowledge of your products and knowledge of your services. You must study that as a businessman, businesswoman. Here's the third point. You have to have a positive attitude. You have to have a positive attitude to sell your products. You have to have a positive attitude to care for your employees. You have to have a positive attitude in caring for your customers, and you have to have a positive attitude in caring for your suppliers, your vendors. In other words, attitude is basic. Your attitude will prevail in all these areas. People you work with, people you work for, people who serve you as a vendor and a supplier. And if you have all those in order, your product will sell. People like to buy things from people who have a positive attitude. Vendors like to work with people who have a positive attitude. They like to come to your store. They like to come to your business. Customers like to come to your business when they know that they're going to walk in and there'll be a positive attitude that will be there, that will meet them at the door. If you have a sour attitude, people go elsewhere. So that was the point number three. Here's the fourth point. Clearly communicate with your employees and your customers and your vendors. Make sure that you have a clear communication pattern, that when you speak, people know what you mean. When you say yes, they know that the word is yes. If you say no, they know that the word is no. If you want to give a direction, you want to give an order, you want to give some sense of direction to a person for their work, they need to have it communicated clearly. And they'll follow it. They're more likely to follow and more likely to succeed in the process of that. And his fifth and final point was this. To hire people with the same attitude and the same principles that you have as an owner, as a businessman. In other words, you take a risk when you hire people who have a whole different value system, a different point of view, a different attitude, a different principle by which they live. Now, they may have different ethnic backgrounds, they may have different cultural backgrounds, they may have different color of skin. But what you're looking for is the same basic attitude and the same principles of life by which you work. It's not skin color. It's attitude. It's not culture. It's the principles by which you work and by which you live. And you want to have a compatible set of people working with you and for you that share an attitude and share the principles of life. Now, you may not be in a situation where you own a business. You may be in a situation where you're looking for employment. You're an employee. Always been an employee, always will be an employee. You're not going to run your own business. Well, take Fred Carlson's point of view and apply it to yourself. If you're looking for a job, you need to have a financial base in place before you even look for a job. You don't look for a job when you're broke. You have to have a certain sum of money that will carry you for several months or more when you get a new job, because there will be a upstart time. There'll be a time when you're going to need to support your own self and have some money that you can fall back on before all the paychecks get cleared and the money starts to flow on a regular basis. That might take a month or two. So the guideline is something like have 3 to 6 months in the bank as you go out and look for a job, so that you have a financial base to draw upon and to depend on as you seek employment. Number two is, if you're looking for a job, you better know the products and the services of the company that you are communicating with and that you are seeking a job with. You know, if you're going to go to some company, or you're going to some store, you're going to go to some business and apply, you need to have done a lot of background work as to what the products of that company are and what their services are, so that you can speak fluently and intelligently and then represent that company and its products and its services. You need to be knowledgeable. You don't just walk in and apply for a job. You need to have done your homework. That's why in school, in high school, in junior high school, teachers give homework. Here's to teach you how to do your homework. And one time you need to really do your homework is when you're out looking for work. A lot of homework needs to be done of what that company is and what it stands for and what its history is, how it stands in the stock market, etc. Okay, that was number two. Number three is this. You got to have a positive attitude, because you're going to represent a company to sell a product, to make a product, to represent a product to the customers, to the public. And you need to make sure that you really believe in the product. You believe in the services. You have a good attitude about that. And when a vendor comes in, a supplier comes in to drop off supplies, you greet that supplier with a great attitude and friendliness. Make that workplace a place of positive attitude. And then here's number four. You need to have your communication skills buffed up as well. You need to be able to talk clearly to your fellow employees. You need to speak clearly to those that supervise you and direct you. You need to speak clearly to customers. You need to speak clearly to vendors and suppliers. In other words, your communication skills will get you a long way. If you don't have them, you need to really work at those communication skills. And when you say yes, the answer is yes. And when you say no, the answer is no. And when you say I'll do it, then do it. In other words, your words and your feet must go together. And here's the last point. To hire people with the same attitude and principles. If you're looking for a job, you want to go to a place where the attitudes and the principles are the same as yours, that you share them. You don't want to be in a place where it does not share your value system, does not share your goals, does not share the principles by which you live. You want a company that you can look up to. You want a company that you can feel like you're on par, you're even with them. You share their principles, you share their values, and they share yours. There's a compatibility, there's a mutuality there. So if you're looking for work, here's some guidelines. Think of Mr. Buffett and what he can provide. He gives you great guidance. Think of Fred Carlson, an unknown but very successful businessman. He's giving you some good advice. So if you're looking for work, listen to this podcast a second time. If you're hiring people, listen to this podcast a second time and get a good sense of how that process can go successfully. You want to hire people who will be successful, and you want to work for a company that is successful so you'll be successful. So those are some of the guidelines. Now take it from there. Nice to have you with me, and this has been the Psychology Report, and bye for now.